It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday, July 18th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Google's second quarter earnings are out, and they were up 6%. The company's selling more music, games, movies, etc. through its Google Play Store. More people are going to YouTube and searches up, but ad prices across the board are down. We heard the same thing when Yahoo reported tepid earnings earlier this week. Here's Andrew Frank at Gartner.
A lot of it is just the fact that we are using our phones a lot more than we used to, and therefore the inventory is going up, so you have a little supply and demand driving down pricing.
What else do you think is sort of notable about this? There are big questions about how it's going to pull in revenue in the mobile world.
Sure. I heard Google say that video was a fastest growing category for them in advertising, and I thought it was interesting because it kind of spans the mobile and the desktop worlds. I believe that something like 40% of YouTube's global watch time is now on mobile. So I think that that's one answer to the question of how do you kind of bridge the gap between the mobile and desktop worlds. And I think that's also potentially good news for Yahoo, which is also investing a lot in video.
All right, Andrew Frank is an analyst with Gartner. Andrew, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Speaking of the mobile ad world, do you pay attention to those little ads that pop up on your phone or tablet sometimes? Not if you're like most people. A new study from Columbia Business School says 3/4 of those ads have no impact. All right, so what about the 25% of ads that people actually do pay attention to? Leonida Inge takes a look.
Miklos Arvary directs the media program at Columbia Business School and is the report's co-author. He says if advertisers want mobile users to think twice about their ads, offer up useful items like cars and refrigerators.
So pretty high-ticket items, generally.
That's right. Sarvary says important purchases get more attention than pop-ups for pleasure items like movie tickets and jewelry.
What happens is that when a little ad like that pops up, it kind of makes you think about the decision again.
Jim Davidson is director of research at Bronto Software, which connects retailers with customers on mobile devices.
So, you know, mobile really encompasses a lot of different technologies and a lot of ways that folks shop. It's really up to marketers to find the best way to have that conversation.
Sarvary's report shows nearly $17 billion was spent on mobile advertising last year, is expected to quadruple by 2017. I'm Leonida Inge for Marketplace.
Today, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella will hold a town hall meeting at the company's HQ in Washington State. He'll have a lot to answer for, namely the restructuring of the company and 18,000 layoffs announced this week, most of them from recently acquired company Nokia. Nadella says that Microsoft needs to move away from all software all the time and toward devices and the cloud. Today, I'm going to play Silicon Tally with Julia Turner. She was named editor-in-chief of Slate.com this week. She's also a regular voice on Slate's Culture Gabfest podcast. Julia, are you ready to play the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I am so ready, Ben.
All right. I got a number for you. 8 minutes and 14 seconds.
Average wait time for an Uber car in Los Angeles?
It is the length of this phone call that was posted by tech journalist Ryan Block when he called Comcast to try and get his subscription canceled.
I read some of the transcript and it seemed too awful to subject myself.
Ugh.
I did learn something great, though, in reading about this kerfuffle this week, which is part of why these guys try to keep you on the phone is because they're paid retention bonuses. But apparently, if you tell them that you're moving abroad, it doesn't count against their monthly totals.
I had no idea there was a magic phrase. That's awesome. All right, you got something for me?
1.3 million signatures.
The number of signatures to not make a Death Star that was submitted to the White House's petition website?
No, I try to avoid the White House's petition website. There's too much weird stuff there. This is the number of signatures that Silicon Valley venture capitalist Tim Draper claims he has gathered for a ballot measure that would divide California into
six smaller
states, one of which would be Silicon Valley.
And it also would create apparently the poorest state.
Yep. The poorest and the richest, and I think they'd be adjacent.
It is a long state.
How many states would you cut it into?
You're perfect just the way you are, California.
Fair enough.
All right, I got something for you. 40% of drivers.
Text.
This is actually 40% of drivers said they'd be willing to let companies track their location and driving habits if that meant getting a discount on their auto insurance. Are you in the 40% or the 60%?
I'm one of those people who believes in privacy in the abstract but doesn't care that much about it for my own data, even yeah. though maybe that's unwise.
All right. What do you got for me?
$5.7 million.
Is the... I don't know.
This is how much money a plan for something called the Coolest Cooler made on Kickstarter.
Oh, yes.
The so-called 21st century cooler includes a blender, a waterproof speaker,
okay.
a beer opener, and a cutting board for all those lemons and limes.
I like to be serious about my beach time, but I'm not sure if I like to be that serious.
I have to say, from the design on the site, it looks very tailgate-oriented and much less like a long schlep over the dunes-oriented. I mean, it has a blender affixed to the top of it. It looks heavy. It has wheels so you can roll it, but is it really all-terrain rolling? I couldn't tell.
All right. Well, we should leave it there. Julia Turner was just named editor-in-chief of Slate.com. Julia, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Ben.
You can find Slate's GabFests in most of the same places you can find our podcast, and also at Slate.com. If you want to play along with us, there's a special listener version of Silicon Tally. That's at marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.